Chinese authority announced to launch an anti-dumping investigation of chemical raw material fentanyl of five sources, including the United States. So do you think it's a sign of escalation of the trade dispute between the United States and China? Where would it go?
Well, number one, it's an investigation. It's not, there is not an imposition of tariffs. So that, I think, is just, it's preparing for a possible escalation. I think there's no question that's possible. Don't forget, the announcement that President Trump made is not about, it's not an imposition of tariffs yet. It is a process which is going to take 90 days, where first they're going to designate what goods are going to be subject to tariff, then they're going to consult with the business community and the public, then they're going to try and draw in conclusions. So the fastest it will happen is in 90 days. You saw today that Secretary Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury of the United States, sent a letter to Liu He. So what's going on is these proposed tariffs are creating a pressure for negotiation. So I expect to see negotiations going on over the 90 days, and I think at the end of 90 days we'll see. As a former diplomat, I can tell you that deadlines are often extended.
How do you evaluate the trade policies of the Trump administration to China?
If there is an imposition of tariffs on $60 billion of exports to the United States, we'll have to see what the percentage of the tariffs are, and then we'll see what the effect is. So far, the steel and aluminum tariffs are tiny. They really, China exports virtually no steel and aluminum to the United States, so that really hasn't had a major effect. But certainly Trump's rhetoric is very harsh.
If there was a trade war, who would be the biggest loser?
Well, if it escalates to, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of goods being subject to tariffs, that would then, I guess, become what you are calling a trade war. I think we have dangers in these kinds of policies. The Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, prior to the Great Depression, is considered one of the causes of the Great Depression that started in 1929. So if we're to follow these policies of tariffs, is this going to affect economic growth worldwide and undermine what is a pretty good global economy today?
Chinese government has warned that if the trade disputes continues, it will harm, jeopardize the relations of two countries. To what extent do you think these have already done to two countries' relationship?
Well, I think so far, the relationship has not been severely damaged. Even though the rhetoric is harsh, we have not seen an imposition of tariffs on a broad range of goods. But certainly it's disturbing. And if it goes down this path, it will certainly affect the U.S.-China relationship. We've also seen documents which call China a revisionist power. The National Security Strategy of the United States calls China a strategic competitor and a revisionist power. I think those are also damaging to the U.S.-China relationship. You know, we've seen the whole policy of engagement being questioned. You know, when I first came to Asia, Asia was at war. Since the establishment of diplomatic relations between the United States and China, Asia has not been at war. I think that has been an effect of this constructive engagement policy that the United States and China have both followed. So it deeply troubles me that people seem to be rejecting a policy that has created peace and prosperity in Asia for these many years.